Well, with that hopeful message for a bright future ahead, I want to invite you to a brief meditation before we listen to Cry On. And so I invite you to close your eyes and just allow all thoughts to drain away. And if you have an active mind, just imagine those thoughts getting pushed out onto a cloud and it's just going to float by. You're just going to observe it. And there's nothing to do in this moment. In this space, we are simply going to relax and be in this moment. And as we relax and be in this moment, we can now hear the beauty of the teachings and wisdom and love from Cry On.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cry On of Magnetic Service. What a treat it always is to come before those, especially for the first time. The messages I have are always those given in love. You might say that the intention of this entire process that you're watching right now is the intention of love, so that it might break through a barrier, if there was one, that you might have, that says that these things perhaps are different than you thought they would be, or that there's an agenda there. The agenda, dear ones, is light, that you might see things you did not see before, that you might suddenly be able to enjoy something that you thought was elusive. Maybe the feeling of health, of well-being, of being joyful in your life, no matter what is happening, knowing that almost everything you see before you is something that you can work with, that you can change, that you can improve. Dear ones, you did not come here to suffer or to be in stress or to worry or to be fearful. It seems to build its own hole, doesn't it? Worry and fear. It seems to make the hole you're in deeper. Well, just the opposite of that, if you can train that which is your countenance to look at no matter what it is, and be thankful for what you have, you start a process where the hole starts filling in, and the worry and the fear drop away, and solutions starts to appear instead. I have another story of woe. Now, this is a parable, and woe is often the character in the parables that we have given in the past for 30 years. Woe is not a man or a woman, but we make him a man at the moment because it's easier to talk about a person in a story when there's a gender involved. Woe, he, is actually a woman. You can see where this is going. So woe has no gender, but again, for this story, woe is a he. Woe knows about himself to the extent, as he sits there in his life, that he needs to go to that higher level. And in metaphoric terms, even woe knows that he needs to go to the second floor. He's tired of the first floor. Everywhere he goes, he is told that ascension of consciousness is possible, and that the way of it is through intent. Now, this may sound like we're continuing the answer to what does the saying of Cry On mean? And we are. And this is the parable that goes around it. Woe is frustrated because nothing is working. He doesn't know where to start. He sits and says, "Dear Spirit, get me to that second level. I'm sitting here and I'm tired of the first level, and I've been told that I can have so many things if I'm more aware on the second floor. But I can't have that awareness if I'm stuck to the first floor. Not only that, I've got something in my life I've had for some time. Dear Spirit, it's about my boss at work. You know I'm not supposed to sit here and be abused by this boss. That's not why I'm here. Over and over, I've been told that I'm not here to suffer this. So I want only two things. I want to be able to go to floor number two, and I want the boss to go away. It's not too much. I believe that I can create these miracles in my life, and this is woe. Whoa, those are good thoughts. Woe is actually on the right track. Then woe has a guide walk in. Oh, he's always wanted a guide. Now, actually, his guide is multiple guides, but being a singular guy, woe kind of likes one person giving one kind of advice. It's a one-on-one, and that's what he expects, and that's what he has. And in walks his guide in a dream. Woe, I see you there. I see what you need. I see what you want. Everything is possible. Woe, I'm going to give you a vision. And I want you to repeat this vision every time you have intent. And here's the vision. Woe, I want you to be a camera watching other people do this. And in order to go to where you want to go, you've got to get on the elevator. Do you like it so far? So in the vision, woe watches individual after individual, many of them women, and there's some men there, and it doesn't matter. And they go up to the elevator, and he sees them press the up button, and it illuminates, just like it should. And then they speak their truth, and they give intention for what they want. And he listens, but it's not that important because their intention is not his intention. So whatever they say is whatever they say. And then the door opens, and they get in, and it closes. And that's it. And he says to the guide, "You mean it's that simple?" And the guide says, "Kind of." Well, I want you to go to that elevator in your mind, and I want you to practice it. And the guide then disappears. So the next night, Woe goes into that vision. He sits and he puts his hand on his heart and he says, "I'm in that vision now." He sees the elevator and there it is. It's just for him. And he said, "Could it really be this simple?" Well, the answer truly is yes. We have told you, Spirit listens to intent given in love. And he goes up to the elevator and he pushes the button and it illuminates. And he says, "Dear Spirit, get me to the second floor and get rid of the boss." Give it in love, Spirit. This is what I want. In love, Spirit, do this. And he's so happy that he now knows how it's done. And he sits and the door does not open. The light on the up button, it stays illuminated. But the door doesn't open. So, of course, he repeats it. Now, this is very common, dear ones. You do this all the time, seeing, perhaps, that God didn't hear well. And so you have to repeat it. Well, maybe God wasn't listening. He was doing something else at the moment. "Dear Spirit, get me to the second floor, and please do something that would eliminate my boss. Thank you, Spirit, for I know this is going to happen." And the door doesn't open. Woe comes back from this vision. Of course he's disappointed. Was the guide wrong? Did I perhaps invent all of this? Was the guide a real thing, or was it just a dream and it was just me pretending I was getting advice? And of course that's what everyone seems to do with intuition. You doubt it. The guide comes back in the next night and says, "Woe, did you do as I asked?" And Woe says, "Of course I did. I went to the elevator, I pressed the button, the light illuminated, I asked for what I wanted, and nothing happened." And the guide said, "Well, Woe, did you really ask for what you wanted, or did you specify what you think you wanted?" And Woe said, "Well, what's the difference? I need these things. I'm asking for these things." And the guy said, but you limited yourself. Well, think about it. What could you do, perhaps, to change how you ask it? It will get you the same thing or more. Try again, Wo. Wo thought about this for an entire day. He came home from work, having to suffer the boss again, and went into the vision again. There he was. There's the elevator. Went to the elevator, pressed the button, light comes on. Now he's carefuler, more careful. And he says, dear spirit, get me to any floor that will work for me. Dear spirit, about my boss, whatever is correct for me. Instantly, the door opened. And Wo got in. Wo, he said. That was his name, Wo. The door shuts. He's in the elevator alone. And he noticed there were no buttons on the elevator, like you'd expect with many floors. There was only one button. His name was on it. Wo. And he pressed it. He felt the ascension, the feeling of a lifting. And there he was. And it went and it went and it opened. And there was a bit of disappointment because when it opened, it was the same floor. He got off on what he thought was floor one. This is where he wanted to turn to his guide right now and say, what is this? I'm back on the same floor. What would his guide say to him? Well, perhaps you can invent something at this moment. Is it the same floor when it looks the same, but the energy is different? I'll leave that to you. Wo realized immediately he was lighter, meaning he felt different. He felt more joyful on what was to come. He realized that whatever floor he had been taken to was something for his countenance, for his soul. It wasn't going to look different. There weren't going to be angels walking around. It was still floor one, but a new Wo. And then he went to work. When he got to work, there was a celebration happening. There was the boss. Oh, he's still here. Maybe it didn't work very well. But there was a celebration, something. Something was happening. Something was going on. When they saw Wo come in, everyone was joyful, and they said, congratulations to all of you. And Wo said, what's going on? And they said, well, it seems the boss has been promoted to the second floor. And Wo, he was laughing and laughing. The floor that he was asking to go to is where the boss was going to. And in the process, Wo, you are now the boss of the first floor. Are you getting this, dear ones? Spirit knows what works for you. Spirit knows. You don't. You really don't. You're only making things up that you think will work. Dear Spirit, as I press this button, give me what I need. Don't specify what you think is the answer, because that limits everything. Instead, intent and in love. Dear Spirit, I love you. I'm in love with myself enough to ask for all the things that are good in my life and the others around me to slowly evolve, and I'll get in the elevator and I won't complain that I didn't get exactly what I asked for. I got more. Whew. How about it? Are you okay being on floor one, but having an ascension consciousness? Get used to it. This is the future. I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.